Harry T. Wilkes loved art so much he built his home atop a hill in Hamilton, surrounded the grounds with sculptures of all shapes and sizes, opened it to the public, and called it Pyramid Hill. He spearheaded the charge to nickname Hamilton the City of Sculpture. Wilkes grew up there, attended Miami University, and became an attorney. Rick Jones is executive director of the Fitton Center for Creative Arts.
We had some pretty intriguing conversations. I think there's going to be a void in the community without Harry there bringing ideas to the table, as well as in his own rather tenacious way, helping those ideas come to fruition. So I think the community's going to miss Harry in a lot of ways.
Wilkes also loved opera and sat in the same box for 40 years at Music Hall. Evans Miragis is the Cincinnati Opera's Harry T. Wilkes Artistic Director.
For me, Harry is a wonderful example of what true philanthropy is like. True philanthropists are often eccentric. They often march to their own drummer. That's fine. But a philanthropist like Harry comes along once in a generation.
Besides the arts, Wilkes was active in the community and joined Miami University's Board of Trustees in 2008. Over the years, he donated more than $9 million to various Miami programs and projects, creating the Harry T. Wilkes Leadership Institute, a conference center, lecture series, and a scholarship program. Wilkes died at his home early Tuesday morning following a month-long illness. It was his 89th birthday. A public memorial is set for 4 o'clock on March 29th at Miami Hamilton's Parish Auditorium. Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.